4 8 X mobile. And 4 TFW.
Good morning, Ken. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing pretty good this morning for a hump day.
Maybe it's gonna quit raining today.
It's a late afternoon.
You and Miss Susan have a good day yesterday evening?
Said we didn't do much of anything. We just sat around, watched a little bit of TV, and that. So it was good all in all. She's got to work this afternoon though.
Just to sit around and spend some time with your significant other, watching TV and talking to one another.
You're right about that. People don't do that often anymore.
That's what Lisa and I did yesterday evening also.
Makes it last.
We've been married 25 years this year, so coming up on 26. So I guess we're doing all right.
It's a few more than me and Susan. I think we've been married 22. I'm pretty good this morning.
No different. Getting some propagation going on this morning.
And I see you guys are going to be in the lower 40s come Friday, Saturday morning.
I was looking at the weather this morning. It said it's supposed to be down in the 40s. I'm ready.
Yeah, it's going to turn off cool. I just assume stay cool then.
The weather there and for the next 10 days, the low is supposed to be down in the 40s and 50s, so may have decided to be fall.
The first day of fall. And I'm definitely ready now.
Busy day playing today?
Too bad. It should just be, checking up on parts that I need for the outage.
Pretty soon, isn't it?
October 1st. The article, and it was talking about the shortages and everything, and it was saying that things won't even start to get back to normal till second half of 23.
But I don't know that it's going to happen then. Things just keep getting worse. We ain't found the bottom yet.
Yeah, it probably depends on when the bottom gets here, right?
I don't know how to plan for this or what to do. So, just doing the best I can.
It's foggy up here towards Spartanburg.
How's this not up here this morning? With a little bit cooler and all the rain we've had, I'm surprised it's not foggy as all get out.
Get a patch of that real heavy mist where it was all day yesterday. Well, I hope it ain't a day like that again.
Hope it's somewhat sunny today. I'm ready for some sunshine. I know that. Ain't seen it in a week.
That front isn't supposed to pass through until down here about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hit again this week?
Many this week.
So have you heard from him?
The only person I've talked to is you.
We're to text Andrew here in a little bit to see how he is. I hadn't heard from him. I guess it's getting close to 2 weeks now.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual for him, for sure.
For this weekend, KO4 HKX.
Susan's got to work. She's filling in, managing. I don't remember if she's got to work. I think she's got to work Saturday afternoon and maybe Sunday morning. My riding mower, I think, quit last weekend. I got to figure out what happened to it.
It'll be something simple.
So last weekend I put a the alternator coil on it. You know, I took the flywheel off, put the alternator coil on, and that did all that. Then fired it up, ran fine. Susan had called while I was cutting the grass, so I just idled it down and left it sit there for a few minutes, and that talked to her. Then I finished cutting the grass, and then a couple of days ago I noticed that where I had stopped at, under what would be the motor, the grass was all dead, like it just burned it up. And then I got it out this weekend, and I cranked it up, cranked fine, and that sat there, let it idle a little bit, warm up, engaged the blades, and then it started to choke down real bad, and I disengaged the blades, and then the engine never would recover. And then I turned it off, turned it back on, and it would try to backfire and everything and run, but it was, when it would run, it was like it was in a real heavy load, even though there wasn't no load on it. And then it wouldn't crank at all. It just would spin over.
Okay, on that one, maybe it's a blocked fuel line or something like that. Got a piece of trash in it. I don't know if you had to take all that loose or not.
Simple like that. But I just can't figure out why, where it was stopped, why it killed the grass. It was like it was laboring so hard, like it was struggling to get the exhaust out.
The muffler may have collapsed on it because if it can't get it out, it can't get it in. So, seen that before on mowers where the exhaust plugs up and causes the restriction. You may have just had coincidence or shaking things around different.
It was an issue, you know, because that would be where the motor, where the exhaust was, and the exhaust would be getting really hot if it couldn't get rid of it, and that may be why it killed the grass.
Possible.
Off and see if it ran, right?
Yeah, just make sure you got some earmuffs on.
I need that. I think this thing's like 17 horsepower.
Only got some propagation going on this morning because I'm pretty good ways past where I'd normally stop talking to you.
Pretty good. A little bit scratchy, but nothing out of the norm.
Almost to the point where I make my turn to come back around.
I'd say it was propagation for sure.
Know if it gets too bad, we'll call it.
Hang on about 5 more minutes and I'll be destinated.
Be getting close to the tool truck then, making the switch anyway.
In your Explorer right now? Or your Excursion?
Excursion right at the moment.
So where do you leave your truck at?
Behind a buddy's repair shop in Hendersonville on Upper Road.
At least you don't have to drive it up and down the mountain, right?
40 miles a day off of the tool truck. And keeps it off this little two-lane narrow road.
Do too good on those little roads like that.
It makes things nice in the winter when I ain't got to worry about snow and ice coming down them.
It don't work real good in it.
The good heat it is. It's set up like a mobile home with heat and AC and power.
That's nice. I know most of the trucks like that I've had experience with, you struggle to just get any hot air. Say 73, you're starting to really break up bad now. And I'm almost there. I'm jumping off the interstate now. So I hope you have an awesome day. I'll try to catch up with you this afternoon. KN4 TFW 73.